And if you think about it that way, I think you'll make a leap in saying, where might this go? So these are some of the processes underlying what's going on. Artificial intelligence. Again, on the theme, let's think about this carefully. When artificial intelligence first came on the scene, everybody said that suddenly machines were going to think like people. Do they now? Not really, but they're amazingly impressive. But when it first came out, people were saying artificial intelligence is going to be great, and in fact, it was oversold, and it set back the field by being oversold. Artificial intelligence is coming very much into its own, but in the first go-rounds, it was overhyped. Social networking, expanding the audiences, finding other people who have common interests with you that you can learn from. Data analytics, massive amount of data. Again, this is what Google can do, all these things. They can analyze huge databases to make deductions about what it is that they want to present to you. So there's a great set of tools coming along that I think will fuel this wave of adaptive learning. We have a national need. That national need is to give broader access, more students learning at higher quality, and at the same time control cost. And in some publications, this is called the Iron Triangle. Iron Triangle meaning you can pull it in any two corners, and you can make progress. If you think about it, if your strategy, if you want to advance quality of learning and you want to improve access, you can do that. Oh, but it may be expensive to do that. Pick any two corners and you can advance those two. Can you simultaneously do all three? And that's why it's called the Iron Triangle. And I believe that, in fact, it's going to be possible to stretch that Iron Triangle. How you use the affordances, how you use the technology to make that improvement, is there are lots of choices that will be made. But I really do think it's possible to do better in all those domains. We're going to be unbundling learning, in a sense. And some of the readings in the preparation for this session talked about that. What exactly do we mean by learning? Because it's such a complex process. What does a child learn from a parent? Hard to say. Does that get assessed? I don't know. You think about learning as flowing from experience. I would love to have been an apprentice to Stradivarius. I'm not sure that Stradivarius ever wrote down or wrote a textbook on creating instruments. But if you apprenticed with Stradivarius through the experience, you would learn what Stradivarius was doing. That's a very expensive form, very often. The apprenticeship is an expensive form. You have learning as testable, measurable competencies. Can you, in fact, assess fully, adequately, what you expect from the learner? You have learning as socialization. I do think it's an important element. We meet here in the room and we have social interactions, and those are very potent interactions, very powerful interactions. And part of what you're doing in the learning process is learning to interact with other people. And then you have learning as meta skills, and sometimes this can be overlooked in highly directed learning environments. Is the student learning how to learn? Is the student thinking, situating that student's own learning in a context, and in fact learning at that, what I would call the meta level, about how they will learn the next thing? We all know that any education that you receive from a university becomes gradually less and less important because you go through career changes. The important lessons, in some sense, you learn are how to learn, how to tackle the next task. So in our learning process, are we teaching students about those meta skills? We've had a whole lot of attention, my last remark, on massive open online courses. There are a lot of questions there. I think they're exciting in terms of challenging one's thinking, but from a computer science point of view, should we have been surprised? Not really, because you've been interacting with Amazon for years, right? The fact that a computer can spread information that can interact with a lot, it's just moving some of that into the educational domain, but they certainly have gotten a lot of play. You have questions of authentication. Is it really the student who's doing the learning? I'm opening a business to take the course on your behalf. You send me the money, I will fake that I'm you and interact and take the course for you. So you have that question of, is it really the student who was doing all those things? That leads to the question of adequacy of assessment. Have you learned, are you assessing everything that you thought was important? Things that are learned in the classroom, sometimes they aren't what were on the syllabus. They're broader than that. Are you getting the social interactions? There'll be social interactions perhaps of a different nature. Are you got quality assurance? And ultimately, the question is, can you put together a curriculum that you would want to give a degree to that student for out of this kind of modality? And I think that's a huge challenge. So sort of this opening question is, under what conditions will a MOOC be working?